Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we've got a lot going on. We got the CJSF barbecue going on, and we have two special guests. Today with me, we have Kirsten Burns. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Kirsten. Not recently anymore. I moved to Vancouver about 2 years ago from the States. And I and my husband work with a network of churches in the area.
Yes, and what is, how do I pronounce this? Da Yuan Sheng Ho?
My pronunciation is not good.
Yes.
Da Yuan Sheng, Sheng Ho.
Da Yuan Sheng Ho.
Yes, it means community life.
Community life.
Yeah.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And who did you bring with you today?
This is my good friend, Hannah.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Linda. Hi, John.
Hi, Hannah. Hello. Meng. And guess what, folks? She is a university SFU. She was an alumni. You're an alumni now.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What did you study?
I studied a Master of Digital Media.
Amazing. Yeah. And just so you know, folks, that school is in East Van.
Yes.
All right. So how did you two meet?
How do we meet?
We actually met at a bilingual Bible study that meets right off of campus. It's Chinese and English. And it was my second day living in Vancouver that we met.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So what brought you to Vancouver from the States, right?
The opportunity to work with the network of churches that we work with. When we saw the job, we decided to move to Vancouver, and it was the best decision.
Oh, amazing.
That we've made. We love Vancouver.
Oh, that's great. Okay, great. Okay, and you guys are going to sing a little song today.
Yes.
And I was trying to look for some background music. I know you sent it to me, but we're just going to do it a cappella, folks. All right. I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
This song is called Jesus Loves Me.
Yes, I All right, and we also have John in the house. In the house.
Hey, John in the house is back in the CGSF 90.1 FM studio. And so what language was that you were singing in,
Mandarin.
Hannah?
Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Yes.
You both have lovely voices.
So how did you start speaking Mandarin?
My Mandarin is not good, but when we moved here, a lot of the people that we worked with were Mandarin speaking, and our bosses thought that it would... I say bosses, my husband and I work together.
Yes.
They thought it would be good if we learned Mandarin, and so we take classes for 12 hours a week.
Wow.
Every week.
Really?
So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. So you're gonna be fluent in no time.
You know, that's the plan.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yes. Oh, okay. Amazing. Okay. And you are teaching classes, ESL classes, right here on the mountain.
Yes.
And I don't think people know this because there's so many. I see like elderly people. They're just, you know, walking around with their families, just talking Mandarin. And I don't think they know about these classes. So what have you done so far? I know I saw you guys at FIC, which is Fraser International College here at SFU. You guys had a booth there.
Yeah. Just trying to promote it, really. Mm-hmm. So Hannah, you want to talk about your parents? Hannah's parents live up here, too.
Right. My parents moved to live with me last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't speak English at all. And they wanted to learn English just so to be able to say hi to my friends and have a simple conversation. There's really such a need here. And Kirsten and I chatted. And she said she really wants to love the community. And there seems to be a gap in the area.
So for sure.
We're like offering free English language classes to the community.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about like maybe handing out cards even? Like,
we have really small cards. It was kind of unfortunate. Our website went down this summer when we handed out all of the cards. So we need to make more. Yeah. And hand them out for sure.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And then was that your parents that when I went to one of your classes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So was your dad and your mom were?
Yeah. My dad and my mom went there. And one of their friends who is a Chinese also went there with them knowing because they heard the word of mouth and they came.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And it's just very beginner English folks, which is, this is what they need, right? Like just mm-hmm. something to get by. If they had no translator, what are they going to do? Right.
Yeah.
So these were like the first phrases were I like and I don't like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you had little flashcards. Yeah, kind of teaching people, little things.
Yes.
Did your parents remember any of what from the lesson last time?
Oh, yes. My dad loves drinking tea. He's like a tea person, a typical Chinese tea person.
Yes.
And the first word that he remembered well is like tea.
I like tea.
Yeah, I like tea.
No, that was great. And it was so amazing how you were so patient with them.
Yes.
Wow, I think that's the number one thing to be a teacher is that patience.
You're amazing.
Yes.
Well, it helps that I'm learning Chinese, so I know
patience.
How hard it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And if they didn't know, then you could pop in your Chinese, you know, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was great for me because, like you said, in you know, retrospect, I was learning Chinese while they were learning English. So I was like, oh my gosh, right? Like this is like a two class thing without you even knowing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. Okay, so how many people do you have in the class so far?
I think our most has been like 15 last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our group chat has, I don't know, 20 people.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and we're going to do one more song, folks, and then we're going to find out where people can follow you guys and where can people get a hold of you if they know some new immigrants that are on the mountain and they would love to, you know, just practice their English. That would be so amazing. Okay, tell me about Pulling the Radish. Tell me about this song.
This is when I'm learning Mandarin. Mm-hmm. My tutors have me study through songs. So this is the one that I was like, I can do this one in Mandarin. But it's just called Pulling the Radish.
Okay. Let's see if we can. Oh, you know what? It says sign up. Why does it say sign up? I thought I could press play. Oh, it's not letting me play. Are you able to get it on your phone there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right, guys, this is Pulling the Radish Ba Lo Bo.
Ba Lo Bo, Ba Lo Bo, Eya, Eya, Ba Lo Bo, Eya, Eya, Ba Bu Dong, Lao Pong Pong, Quai Quai Lai, Quai Lai, Bong Wo Man Ba Lo Bo, Ba Lo Bo, Ba Lo Bo.哎呀哎呀拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔不动小姑娘快快来快来帮我们拔萝卜拔萝卜拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔不动小花猫快快来快来帮我们拔萝卜拔萝卜拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔萝卜快快来快来帮我们拔萝卜拔萝卜拔萝卜哎呀哎呀拔不老哎呀哎呀拔不动小烦恼快来帮我们拔萝卜拔萝卜拔萝卜嘿呀嘿呀拔萝卜嘿呀嘿呀拔萝卜小
Yeah, that was Kristen Burns, yo. She is the awesomest teacher. If you are looking for an English teacher just new to Vancouver, if you're living on the Burnaby Mountain here, you can contact her. Where can we find you?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, and our email is kind of long, but I will spell it out. It is our group name. It is DAYUANSHENGHUO@gmail.com. And that is the same name on Instagram and Facebook.
Amazing. Okay. I know Hannah, she was starting to get the coughs here. So we are live, folks. This is, we don't know what happens. Okay. So we're going to get you to do this on your own here. Kirsten, thank you so much for coming on the show. Wham, bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Thank you, Kirsten. All the best in your teaching English.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yes. All right. So we'll do the switcheroos. And then, John, why don't you make an announcement while we get the first karaoke contestant?
Okay. My first announcement is a friend of mine. She's a visual artist, a videographer. Honey Mercury, that's her handle, stage name. She's a creative content producer. And I just have to close the door there. Recent grad of Emily Carr University of Art and Design. She has two bachelor degrees, one in media specializing in photography. The other one's visual arts specializing in painting. She has already been recognized for her art. Her art has been commissioned by the City of Vancouver, also the Squamish Nation, which she's a part of, the Squamish Nation, and one with TELUS. You know those big boxes you see on the street with colorful pictures? Maybe one day you'll see one of hers. Her creative content is found on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and basically you can find out, you can get a link to those sites by Googling at 2, that's a number 2, Squishy, SQUISHEE. And her present projects is fundraising for her cats. She's a mom to 5 cats called the Lost Boys. It's like a a raffle, 50-50 raffle. So basically that's coming along pretty well. And also she's working on a commission painting in progress right now, I'm not too sure with. But yeah, check out Google at Too Squishy, and please like and support her art and check her out. Her name's Honey Mercury. Thank you, DJ Lynn. Mandy.
You're welcome. All right, guys. And we are going to have a karaoke event happening. Like, we're just going to mix and mash it up. And we have Kenneth. Kenneth, say hello to the mic.
Hi.
Yes. And he is an awesome karaoke singer. We've seen him perform at the CJSF. We have karaoke nights sometimes. And he's just, like, giving it. And then today, what are you singing?
Today, I'm singing Trying Times by James Blake.
All right, here we go.
You know I'm shredded by the time I'm home. Like polystyrene foam, and a jealous end up alone. 'Cause there are things that they can never know. I'm a nice soul, your side for so. Stay alive for as we go through trying times. As we go through trying times. I'm breaking, I hide it well. 'Cause I can't afford to replace the shell. And the anxious end up alone. 'Cause there are far too many things we can't control. I'm a nice soul. As we go through trying times, I'm trying. we go, as we go, I'm trying.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Kenneth. All right. Let's bring Connor in here.
Bring Connor.
Yes. And then while we wait for Connor, we're going to play Queen Cool Cat.
Mercury. So that's her song request for today. Cool Cat from Queen.
Cool Cat.
Yeah. I know.
This is my very first time being on Wham Bam East Van.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, on live.
Alive.
Yes, because I have, we have recorded
we have
an
done an interview, yes.
But it was not live.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to.
What an honor.
Aw, thank you.
One of my favorite shows.
Aw. And then Connor, tell everyone what show you do.
So I do two shows here at CJSF. I take care of the music library as well, but my shows on air are Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. Bitcoover FM, which is all about chiptune, video game music, synthesized stuff, electronic music history. And then on Fridays, I do one called Department Uno, which is all brand new music to the station here. All genres.
Amazing. Okay, why did you pick this song, Perfume, Polyrhythm?
I think it's my choice for pop perfection. It's just so good. And Perfume is, like, this album from 2007 called Game. Mm-hmm. It was really the album that put Perfume on the map as, like, electro J-pop. The production is super good. And this track especially is fantastic.
Excellent. All right. We're going to hear you sing karaoke.
Woo!
On the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Totemo daiji na Kimi no omoi wa muda ni naranai sekai wa mawaru hono sukoshi no boku no kimoji mo meguri meguru yo kurikaesu kono polirhythmあの衝動はまるで夢繰り返すいつかみたいなあの光景が蘇るの繰り返すこのポリリズムあのハンドが嘘みたいでね繰り返すこのポリループアプラシックみたいな恋だ また繰り返す このポリリズムこの このポリリズム
Oh, best part coming up. Looping.
You're doing it.
It's so hard.
Hono sukoshi no boku no kimochi ga kimi ni tsutawaru.そう信じてるとても大事な君の想いは無駄
にならない世界はまるる繰り返すの僕僕の気持ちも巡り巡るよ。
コースタイム。
繰り返すこのポリリズム、あのコードはわらりでこいでない。繰り返すいつかみたいな、あの感動がよみがえるの。繰り返すこのポリリズム、あの感動が嘘みたいでね。繰り返すこのポリリズム、ああプラスチックみたいな恋だ。また繰り返す。
There's three vocal parts, so you gotta sing three vocal parts here.
And パリリズム、パリリズム、パリリズム、パリリズム、パリリズム、パリリズム。
There's a whole dance that goes along with it too. It's so good. The music video is great. Amazing. Amazing. I love that song so much. Woo! I need to work on that. Thank you.
Yes, no, thank you.
Yeah, you should listen to that. You listen to that album. I need to work on it.
Perfect.
But definitely listen to that album, Game, from 2007. Amazing.
Yes. See if Nicole wants to come in.
Okay.
And then if not, we're going to bring in EVK.
Okay, so, sounds good.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Wham Bam. We love you.
Woohoo! Oh, Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're going to play a song. Let's play Bree Zai, Vancouver Loves Rain, while we do the swaparoonies here.
Morning smell like coffee steam. Clouds are hanging on the cranes. Puddles paint the crosswalks gray. Nobody here complains. Hoods up at the traffic light. Fog just kissing every pane. You say, why'd you move out here? I say, I heard it loved to rain. Cause Vancouver loves to rain. Like it's writing our names on every windshield, every window. Let it fall, let it stay. You call it gloom, I call it grace. Every drop on your face. Vancouver loves to rain. Your cold hands into mine. Weather's better where we stand. Cause Vancouver loves to rain. Like it's writing our names on every windshield, every window. Let it fall, let it stay. You call it gloom, I call it grace. Every drop.